Showy flowers and fruit, rich fall colors, and ornamental bark make the Palmer Kinney Dogwood Collection a fascinating garden to visit in all seasons. Dogwoods are particularly valuable in the winter landscape when their bark takes center stage. The most recognizable of winter dogwoods are the red twig dogwoods, whose crimson stems shine along Grossman Pond on overcast days. Older stems eventually turn gray, so red twig dogwoods are cut to the ground at the end of winter to stimulate vibrantly colored new growth. Coosa dogwoods, or Cornus coosa, also provide interest in the winter landscape, with older trees displaying a beautiful brown, tan, and gray patchwork bark. But coosa dogwoods are most well known for their elegant show of large white blossoms in early June. The long-lasting blooms are followed by round, bumpy fruit that resemble giant raspberries. Although they are edible, many people prefer to leave the unusual fruit on the tree to attract wildlife, such as robins and chipmunks. Another group of notable dogwoods are the Cornelian cherries, Cornus moss of Europe, and Cornus officinalis of Asia. Mature specimens display attractive peeling gray to tan bark. In late March to early April, the still leafless branches of the Cornelian cherries are blanketed with tiny clusters of star-shaped yellow flowers. These earliest of spring flowers are a haven for early foraging bees and a welcome sign that winter is finally at its end. The common name of Cornelian cherry comes from their cherry-like fruit, which resemble the deep red carnelian gemstone. Carnelian is also the official red of Cornell University. The tart fruit are loved by songbirds and have been used since the time of ancient Greece in candy, jams, and liqueurs. To learn more about the Arboretum, look for signs near the Sculpture Garden, the Crabapple Collection, and the Native Maple Collection to hear more about each of these areas.